fishing for largemouth in a strip mining reclamation pond near Lloydsville, Pennsylvania. The gills rake down the sides of his head, and the mouth opens like the tunnels we used before the coal companies hauled in dozers and trucks to scrape away the mountain our grandparents had known. There was honor in riding rail cars underground, something mythic as fathers said goodbye to their children and traveled away from the sun. Our teachers told us the story of Sisyphus, and we understood how a stone might roll back upon the one who pushed it. Most of the tunnels are gone, filled in or forgotten, holes in our memory where the black line of money vanished, like the wind that sweeps over the backside of the Alleghenies. As penance, the state made us dig out this pond in the shape of a kidney, water the color of liver, banks covered in cattails and loosestrife. On the mounds of dirt that were left, goldenrod grows in thin circles, like yellow mustard on bologna. The white bread of cloudy skies balanced on the horizon where red oak and hemlock should be. Black birch is the only tree that comes up, rises toward the sun's lure, like a bass striking the plastic popper my son dragged across the pond surface, bait imitating a frog's ragged dance, enticing this fish he hooked and grips by the lower lip, both of them smiling or grimacing or simply trying to hold still for the camera.